A couple of landmark changes in thinking about salmon restoration could eventually lead to significant alterations at the Chief Joseph and Grand Coulee dams. First, U.S. and Canadian negotiators may, for the first time, include ecosystem issues in a new Columbia River treaty between the two nations. The current 1964 treaty covers only hydropower generation and flooding mitigation steps. Second, the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration believes that salmon can be reintroduced in upper river basins in Washington, Oregon, and California. Will Stell, who is the Northwest Regional Director of NOAA Fisheries, made no promises, but he said the agency will investigate returning salmon to the upper Klamath in Oregon, the upper Sacramento River in California, and the upper Columbia in Washington and B.C. He said climate change, warmer temperatures, will force the issue. As Stell put it, we have got to go upstream and we have got to get fish upstream because that's going to be their refuge in a changing world. There are no specific plans yet to reintroduce salmon in the upper basins, but there has been talk of building a 7-mile-long fish ladder at Grand Coulee Dam. I'm Tom Bacon.